Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit recently to overturn one of the most basic health and safety requirements of a public facility, annual restrictions. Government health officials regularly inspect everything from nail salons and restaurants to hospitals and doctor's offices. But the top abortion business in America believes a new Indiana law requiring regular inspections of abortion clinics is too burdensome. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. What I've just read is the opening of an article by Micaiah Bilger, who writes for LifeNews.com. In fact, this is an article called Planned Parenthood Sues to Stop Health Department from Inspecting Its Abortion Clinics. Micaiah, we welcome you back to Vocal Point. Thanks so much for joining us, and tell us about this story. It's amazing.
Sure. Yeah, thank you for having me back. Honestly, when I first saw this lawsuit, I thought, here it comes, because I was wondering when we would see something like this. There is no abortion regulation that Planned Parenthood likes, and it has been increasingly pushing the line and pushing the line, seeing what it can challenge in court and get the courts to overturn. And now, you know, it doesn't like regular inspections. and now it's trying in Indiana to overturn these. Just earlier this year, Indiana passed a law requiring regular annual inspections of abortion clinics. This is not something new. A number of other states do the same thing. My home state of Pennsylvania does. A lot of these regulations actually came about because of what happened here in Pennsylvania a number of years ago with the Kermit Gosnell abortion case, the House of Horrors. He murdered three newborn babies, and his abortion clinic was not inspected for almost two decades. And out of that case came all of these, you know, this awareness that there's a need for regulations. The abortion businesses, they can't regulate themselves, and they were for the most part. So Indiana, a number of other states have been stepping forward and saying we need laws on the books that require regular inspections, that require basic health and safety standards for abortion clinics.
Could you please speak closer to the microphone there, if you would? But
sure.
Yes, you were going to add something?
Yeah, Texas did pass some abortion clinic regulations a couple years ago. They were challenged and went to the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, at that time, the Supreme Court did overturn those. They didn't specifically involve regular inspections. There were other requirements, but the abortion industry has been emboldened by that Supreme Court decision, and now they're trying to go even further.
The ACLU is involved in this particular case. I guess they're the one who filed suit on behalf of Planned Parenthood in Indiana, and I guess Kentucky as well.
Yes, that's correct. The lawsuit, does specifically involve Indiana. Planned Parenthood has affiliates that cover certain areas of the country, and this particular one covers Indiana and Kentucky, but the law just refers to Indiana abortion clinics. What the ACLU is arguing is basically that the state does not require regular inspections of other healthcare facilities. Now, this is kind of twisting words around, because everybody knows, I mean, from hospitals, the doctor's offices, to restaurants, they're regularly inspected. The abortion issue is unique, because what happened here, it's such a hot button issue. And what happened in Pennsylvania with the Gosnell case, which came out in the grand jury report, was that there was a governor here in Pennsylvania who supported abortion and just basically said that because it's such a contentious issue and we don't want to drum up controversy, we're just not going to inspect abortion clinics. And so they weren't inspected for year after year after year. And because there wasn't a law on the books requiring regular inspections, because of the whim of politicians at the time who supported abortion, they weren't inspected. And then we saw babies die, newborn babies, women who were hurt, who died in Gosnell's facility. That's why these are so needed, because the abortion industry cannot regulate itself.
Abortion is so often framed as a woman's right and, you know, women, 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 women. Let me ask you a question. Is it possible that by not having these inspections, it could be unsafe for women? I mean, the doctors or the personnel, medical personnel, using unsterile instruments or, you know, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what they found in Gosnell's clinic. Horrible, horrible conditions. After Pennsylvania's laws went into effect regarding abortion clinic regulations, I think there were three or four abortion clinics that shut down pretty much immediately afterward because they couldn't meet just basic cleanliness standards. I'm looking right now. Indiana does inspect abortion clinics. I don't know how regularly it does, but I have looked through some of their past inspections. And there are safety violations involving, you know, not properly sterilizing equipment that was used from woman to woman, expired medications that were used, not properly monitoring women after the abortion, you know, on their, you know, oxygen or heart rates or things like that. These are, you know, basic medical standards. And they're not being followed at abortion clinics from what we're seeing, which it just stresses the need for regular inspections. It seems like it should be a common sense thing, but again, Planned Parenthood is fighting them.
So it potentially would be unsafe for the women and certainly fatal for the unborn babies. Now, your article says this, quote, "The plaintiffs say abortions are one of the safest types of medical procedures, more than 99% safe, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention," end quote. And that's from your own article. So what's your comment to that?
Well, I mean, one of the reasons they can claim they're so safe is because there's such a lack of reporting. There's such a lack of oversight right now. That's why there's such a need for these laws that, you know, states, if they have regular inspections, if they require basic data be submitted about abortion complications, which is another thing that this Indiana law requires and that Planned Parenthood is challenging. You know, when the abortion industry says that abortions are one of the safest medical procedures for women, we just have to take their word for it based on the data that they're willing to give us. We don't know other than what they're willing to tell us. We need laws, and Indiana and many other states are saying we need these basic laws so that we can see, you know, objectively what is going on in these abortion clinics and hold it up and to what the abortion industry is saying and see, you know, is this really happening? And I think the other thing people need to remember is that the abortion industry it's an industry. They are making money off of this. They're making money killing babies. They're making money deceiving women. And so they have a financial interest in telling women that this is a safe procedure. And, you know, I really think that's at the heart of why they are fighting against these common sense regulations.
It eats into their profit. Well, you know, there are reports, and I think LifeNews.com reports on them sometimes. You'll see these reports, especially from, for example, Troy Newman and Cheryl Sullinger, where they monitor what happens in a lot of different abortion clinics, including Planned Parenthood ones. And they talk about, you know, the ambulances that come in and then they take away one of the patients. And there are patients who die from time to time related to abortion. And it's my understanding that those deaths don't get chalked up to abortion. So it does skew the statistics, as you were saying earlier.
Yes, it does. And it's It's just, it's such a hot button political issue. Cheryl, and Troy do a lot of really good work in, there are people that they're in contact with outside of abortion facilities, you know, that pray and do sidewalk counseling. So they see and monitor when ambulances are coming, and they do open records requests to ask about, there was an ambulance here. Can we get the call that came in about what happened? So they're finding out, more and more, than what the abortion industry wants to tell us. And, we've heard, too, from people who used to work in the abortion industry, like Abby Johnson, Carol Everett, that, these things kind of get shoved under the carpet when there are complications, or they're reported as other things. They'll have a doctor, who is friendly, to the abortion industry, say, this is they don't put the actual cause of the cause being abortion, but being something else. So there's very shady dealings, I think, sometimes with these things, and this is according to people who used to work in the abortion industry. So I know we're not getting the entire picture. I'm sure of that. And these new laws in Indiana and other states are a step toward transparency and a step toward just learning the truth about what happens inside an abortion facility.
Okay, Ken Falk, the ACLU Indiana's legal director, I quote him in your article. He said in a statement, Indiana is burdening abortion patients and their medical providers with reporting requirements that make little sense. These requirements are unconstitutional and need to be struck down. Your comments.
I would say, look at what Indiana is requiring. If you talk about like going to a restaurant and find out that restaurant hasn't been inspected by the state for 10 years, you might second guess and think, maybe I won't go there. Why isn't the state, inspecting this? And when we're talking about something far more serious, which is, a medical procedure, a medical procedure that kills an unborn child, and to say that inspections, just basic common sense annual inspections, are unconstitutional and burdensome, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's little more to say than that. And I think it's just common sense. Whether you're going to the doctor's office or, getting your hair cut or having some sort of medical procedure done. Inspections are normal. They happen all the time. This is, people want these to know that, they're going to be, whether this is a safe place to go. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, I can't really say much more than that.
I think that's a very critical point. Because, in fact, the liberals were saying for years, I remember Bill Clinton said, we want abortion in America to be safe, legal, and rare. It seems like these days, the abortion industry only wants the second one. They want it legal, period. End
legal.
Of story.
Yep.
Okay, we have half a minute left to go. What was it in the Texas or the Supreme Court decision related to Texas that gives Planned Parenthood the right to say, there should be no annual inspections at our clinics in Indiana?
Well, it has to do with burdening access to abortion. And it's hard to go into in 30 seconds, but basically saying that, because these abortions, there's not really any good reason for the abortion clinic regulations that Texas put into place, according to the Supreme Court. So, they burden women's access to abortion by closing abortion clinics that can't meet these standards, and therefore, it's unconstitutional.
Right.
It's a huge stretch to say that, especially in this Indiana case, but the ACLU is trying.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, Micaiah Bilger, lifenews.com, for more information. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.